Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello.
Hiya, darling.
How's it going?
Very good, actually. I'm in a lovely mood today.
Well, I can tell there was a different inflection on your hello.
Oh, right,
and
okay.
I feel like a lot of people will be upset by that. It's what? Changing. People don't like change. Enough's changed. What? Do it again.
Hello.
The one you normally do.
Hello. Hello.
No,
that one?
No, that's different.
Hello.
It's
hello.
Like,
hello.
Hello. Hello.
No, it's a bit better. No, you've lost
hello.
It. That's more like
hello.
It.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's me miserable.
That's
hello.
That's your pretending to be happy one. But you actually got a happy one there.
I'm all right.
So there
day.
We go.
Hello. You're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with us. Hope he's all right.
Still married. Really shagged. Very annoyed.
Oh.
What?
Hey.
What? It's the truth. It's why the people love it.
It's very
exactly true. The same. Exactly the same as everyone else out there. Hey guys, we hope you're all good out there. We hope you're having a lovely little time, whatever you're up to. It's episode 152.
It's episode 152. And at the point of recording this, it is still January.
Still January.
Fuck me.
Do you know what's really starting to fuck me off?
What?
Going to bed in the dark and waking up in the dark.
I know.
I'm fucking sick of it now.
Well, it's because once Christmas is done, I'm like, is it summer now?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not. It's really grim.
Holiday!
<isn't> it?
1st of January. I know what you mean. Yeah, you're like, it's spring now and it's not. It's still, yeah. I mean, we get with snow after Christmas now, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's only one thing. We've got two options here to rid myself of this going to bed in the dark and waking up in the dark. Mm-hmm. You can either allow me to lie in until it's light.
What, like 9:30? No,
half
more, 8.
I was thinking more 10. Just be safe, just so it's nice and light.
Wow.
Because sometimes it's cloudy, isn't it, around here? So,
yeah, right.
Or I can go to bed at like 3 in the afternoon.
All right.
And then get up.
Okay.
Right.
Both options.
Yeah.
Absolutely never going to happen.
See
so,
the, do you see the kind of... Listen, see what I live with, guys?
You just suck up that
bullshit.
Seasonal affective disorder.
I think that's what I've got, seasonal affective disorder.
Me too.
Sad.
Sad.
I tell you one thing. I've got a little beef with you. That it's a pre-beef because I can't put it in the actual beef.
In
you'll
the
actually
introduction?
Keep, yeah, in the introduction.
Are you?
Because with sleep, when it comes to sleep, you do sometimes just wake me up and claim I've had enough sleep. It's really irritating, actually. It's even when you've got us nothing to do. Like, you come in, you go, it's 9:00, and we've got nothing to do, and I'm just be lying in. You'll go, it's 9:00, and I'll go, right? And you go, well, you've had enough sleep. Like, well, look, the rule of thumb is, if I'm still fucking asleep, then I probably haven't had enough sleep.
You're such a bellend. This is because I woke you up at 6 this morning and said, could you go down with Rafe?
Well, the worst bit was, you woke us up at 6, you handed us Rafe, you went back to bed, you came down an hour later, and then you were like, he slept really well last night. I was like, oh, fuck, were you coming and giving me
no,
the 6 o'clock?
Not
coming
like,
and giving me the 6 o'clock for when you've been slumbering all night,
oh,
me bother.
Sorry, when you bloody, because we're still playing musical bed, so you were in Robin's bed alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Alone, having actual, what's it called? Rapid REM sleep.
Deep sleep.
Like deep sleep.
Yeah.
I'm being touched, not in a nice way, all night.
Not in a nice way.
Like, I'm having my hair pulled.
Pulls your hair and
so,
on
no,
me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. He slept okay, but at the same time, it was gash.
Right.
Pure gash sleep.
Right, okay.
Like, you know, I've got to make sure he doesn't crawl out of the bloody bed in that, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's lies, because I make a pillow fort or Robin was there, so he can't crawl out of the bed.
I've got... He wakes Robin up. He pulls Robin's hair.
Right, okay.
Listen. So don't give me this shit. No. Because you... Mr. Man, you go to bed, close
Mr.
your
Man.
Eyes, and you know that you're just going to sleep.
I go through and get
him.
When Rafe cries, I go through and get him.
I go to bed. Oh, sorry, did you the night before last when you didn't hear his monitor?
No, I slept right through that.
I'm so sorry, yeah. I didn't hear the monitor.
Yes.
Tit! Tit!
Wow, okay, listen, calm yourself down. Calm yourself down.
It's just bullshit.
Right, I apologize. Listen, I apologize. Sleep wars is a real thing in marriages. I'm not sick of it. Right, I apologize. I think I'm just a little bit on edge because of it. A little bit sort of sensitive, a little bit grumpy because of this week's sponsor. Right,
and do you know something that's really going to piss you off?
What?
I was actually wide awake at 6:25, and I sat on my phone for a bit.
The truth comes out. You were wide awake at 6:25. You sat on your phone
till 7.
Then you came downstairs. So I'm downstairs holding fort. You. That's honestly, I've never, Rosie, honestly, I'd rather you shagged someone else. This level of betrayal, I've never felt betrayal like it. I'm downstairs grafting away, tidying up, filling the dishwasher. Filling the dishwasher and cleaning up because you insist on leaving dirty fucking dishes all over. Rosie is allergic to doing the dishwasher before she goes to bed.
Chris,
it's horrible.
I was in a really nice mood.
I'm still in a good mood.
I do love you.
Right, and
I was having some quality time with my oldest son.
He was asleep. Robin slept till 7 and you lay there for fucking 45 minutes on your phone.
35.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there's a little 10 minutes gone. Oh, all is forgiven then. Honestly, as they see, you've added on. So this week's sponsor is already upsetting us.
Right, what is it?
This week's sponsor is...
yeah.
Spot in your nostril.
Oh.
Ooh, hey, where's that spot? Up me nostril. Yeah. I'm well annoyed. I've got a spot inside me nose.
Right.
It's honestly, it's killing us.
This makes sense for my beef that's coming up later on.
Okay, good. Right. Good. There's a spot in me nose. Obviously, Robin, I told Robin last night and Robin wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And then Robin was like, it might be connected to one of your hairs. If you pull a hair out your nose, it'll pull the spot out. I was like, you're not a doctor. You're not a dermatologist. I think it might be an ingrown. I used one of them little nose trimmers last week, and I think it might be a little ingrown nose hair.
Of course,
but it's honestly, it's just like a massive lump on the. And the thing with spots is you can squeeze a spot. A spot is the worst thing ever. Mm. I had loads when I was a teenager. Big love to anyone with acne. It is the fucking pits. I suffered for years with it, and you can at least you can squeeze them. At least you get that fucking release. Yeah. But this is just it's nothing I can do.
Can I have a look? You haven't told me this.
It's in here.
Oh, actually. No, I don't want to.
Can you say
just,
it?
I don't want to.
Oh, come and have a look. Come on. Let's have a look. Come and sit on your Uncle Chris's knee and have a look at his nose spot.
Uncle Chris, that's vile. I can't see it. I think you're lying.
Yeah.
Oh,
bollocks, right.
I don't want to look.
I'll get you one of them. I'll go on Amazon.
Honestly, Chris,
I'm going to go on Amazon and get you one of them little
I'd rather suck you off.
Okay. We'll be back after I get sucked off, guys. Play the jingle. Babbity babbity blah blah blah.
I'm sorry, Mom, I'm sorry.
Oh, she's not.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed.
Welcome back.
And yes, I know what you're all thinking. Wow, a spot with the nose isn't that nice. But a cut is worse. So there you go.
A cut in the nose.
A cut inside your nose?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's self-inflicted. That's off picking, isn't it? This spot's just picked me.
No.
This spot's just picked me.
Cut usually if you've got like dry sort of, you know, whatever. And then if you, because it's probably worse than because I've got like a nose twitch.
Oh, it's always worse.
So sometimes our nose.
It's always worse for you. It's always worse. It's either when you said it's probably worse, it was either going to be it's probably worse because I'm a woman, or probably worse because I've got a nose twitch. Oh God! Listen, change the record, right? Like I said before, I'm going to go on Amazon and I'm going to get you one of them little nose torches that the doctors use, so that whenever I've got anything wrong with my nose, you can stick your nose torch on and you can have a good look up.
No, thank
and
you.
And my ears. You have a look at my ears as well. I've always got bother with my ears.
No,
I produce too much wax, Rosie.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm such a given guy.
You're so full of shit. It's got to find other ways to come out.
Honestly, I might go and get my ears hoovered out soon.
I've never ever done that.
Oh, it's the best. Oh, freaks us out. Oh, it's awful at the time, but then when you come out, you're like, pins dropping miles away.
Do you know you're not meant to like clean ears with earbuds?
Yeah, because it pushes it in. But I don't do that. I get to go and do the hoover, proper hoover. Again, because to add to the list of, I haven't never bought a nose camera or a nose little torch thing off Amazon, but I would. But I also saw a thing. I think
I haven't never. What you do, are you all right?
I'm saying I haven't bought one of them, but I nearly did buy. I nearly bought a little camera that you plugged into your phone and you could put it in your ear and you could have a look at all your earwax. I did genuinely nearly buy one of them once, but I didn't bother because I feel like I'd get addicted to it. I feel like every morning I'd be like, is it been?
Oh, you would. Oh, you actually would.
It's been!
And then you'd want to check all of ours and it would just be awful. You can watch videos of it online, you know. I do like watching earwax videos. Very soothing.
Yeah, but I genuinely do have stuffy ears and I want them cleaned out, so I'm going to get them done. So look forward to the update about that in a few weeks' time.
Can't wait. Hashtag content.
Yes. What's going on?
So something ridiculous happened this morning. Ridiculous. I haven't had a chance to tell you about it.
Okay.
I'm a little bit embarrassed about it, but at the same time, I've said some ridiculous things on here, so I thought, F it, and I'll just tell you.
Right.
So this morning, after my lovely sleep...
I was going to say, was this while you were sleeping, when you woke up, or when you blatantly and with disregard for your entire family and life, lay on your phone in bed for 35 minutes? Was it before
it was,
or after
It was
that?
After the laying on the phone. It was after I'd ironed... Brilliant. It was after I'd ironed all of Robin's uniform and packed Rafe's bag, which you See? Didn't do in the time.
Well, yeah, but you know, I leave the hobbies that you enjoy to you. I'm going to get... If you get up after you're 45 minutes on your phone, 55 minutes on your phone, after you're an hour and a half on your phone, and I've done the ironing and the thing, I'll get it in the neck. You say, hey, what are you doing my hobbies for? They're my pastime.
Stop taking me enjoyment away from us, Christopher. No, so...
Get away from that sink, Chris. That's mine. Sorry, Rosie. Sorry, 1950s Rosie.
This morning.
Yeah.
You went up for a shower and Rafe was playing.
Yeah.
He's got one of them things where he stands up on it.
Yeah.
And you can, it's got the stuff on the top.
Little child's activity table, I think probably is the best thing I can think to call it.
Yes. Well, it's got a little piano on it.
Yes.
And this piano's got four buttons, right?
Keys.
The keys, sorry.
In the biz. Sorry, you're not a musical like me. We call them keys on the piano. Like a door, but it's not.
No, but the joke's really embarrassing about that. My best friend plays the piano, and I am actually involved. I used to be in music quite a lot, and I've scored them buttons, awful. Yeah, yeah.
So you play the buttons on that long keyboard? What letter's this? God, what a casual, guys. What a noob.
I'm really embarrassed about that, actually. So the keys.
Buttons! honestly, have you ever heard them songs on like classic ephemera of like Mozart pressing all them buttons? So good. He presses some of the buttons at the same time.
Well, listen, what I'm about to tell you.
It's got foot buttons. You're seeing they've got foot buttons as well. Fucking dickhead. Right, come on.
You're gonna find this even worse. So Rafe was stood up and he was playing with this. And then Robin went over.
Yeah.
And then I was sat there. I was just having my coffee and I was just watching them. And then Robin started pressing the keys, right? And he was pressing them.
Yeah.
And it was playing the tune perfectly of Bobby Bingo.
Right,
His name was... That one. B-I-N-G-O.
Yeah. People will call that different things, but yeah.
Loads of different things,
Bingo
right?
Bingo was his name.
And Robin was just pressing the keys, right? And I genuinely was like... How the fuck does he know this tune?
Right.
It plays it automatically, no matter what key you press. It plays it automatically. Well, but I, for a good solid 10 seconds, I was like, he's a fucking
prodigy.
Genius.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, I
my brain went to, he's been doing that music club.
Right.
After
he did that one music club that he refuses to go to again. Yeah, brilliant.
And I was like, right, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
This is it.
And then I realised that no matter what key you press, it plays a little section of the song.
So no matter which key you press, it just plays a section of the song. Yeah. So each one of the keys doesn't have its own note assigned to it. Therefore, I'll be honest with you, you're probably okay to call it a button.
It's the odd button.
Probably okay to call it a button.
Yes.
So
press
them
buttons.
Well done.
Fun.
Glad we got the bottom of that.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Speaking of our son being a genius, I haven't told you this. I was driving along in the car.
We don't tell each other anything.
Well, it's one of them things where I was like, I'll save it. Yeah.
Right.
I was driving along with Robin in the car, and we play on a game on the Switch called Luigi's Mansion, where Luigi, of Mario and Luigi fame, goes hunting ghosts in a massive hotel.
He wants a Luigi's Mansion birthday party theme next year.
Right.
Next October.
Not happening.
It'll probably change about 9 times before then.
Of course it will. Yeah. I mean, we've finished Luigi Mansion like 3 times. I don't know why he's still... Anyway, we're driving along and I said, oh, I think we went past a hotel or something. And we started talking about hotels. And we're talking about Luigi's Mansion. He said, is any hotels like Luigi's Mansion? I said, well, you know, Luigi's Mansion's got... There's a museum floor. They're all, you know, they'd never fit in the hotel. It's all different levels of the game. And one of the floors has got shops on. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I picked this, but he went, imagine, Daddy, there was a hotel like Luigi's Mansion with shops.
Mm.
And I went, well, there is some hotels in the world have got shops. Some have got little shops in when you're on holiday and stuff. But there's actually a place called Dubai that me and Mammy have been to where the hotels have got, like, full-on massive shops in. Yeah, restaurants and stuff. But, you know, he hadn't asked that, so why would I say that, Rosie? I said, they've got full-on massive shops in where you can go shopping inside the hotel. And he sat for a second and he went, oh... Is that why they call it Dubai? And I went, what do you mean? And he went, well, you can do stuff and you can buy stuff.
Oh, wow. Oh, the wordsmith.
And I was like, mate, I started laughing. And I went, yeah, maybe. That's really good. And he went, yeah. And I was like, wow. And again, I thought, wow, you're a genius. But then last night he came over and he went, Daddy, I want to cuddle. And he turned around and like put his back into us to cuddle him. So I was like spooning him.
He farted on us.
Yeah. Then shouted, wow, I need a poo, and ran at the toilet because he almost chat on us.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you got to take the rough with the smooth. You got to take the rough with the smooth.
And
he's a complex little guy.
Dubai. It's not really a selling point.
Well, yeah, but I was never going to go out like, in the front of the car. Well, it's spelt wrong. I'll write it down for you and show you how that joke doesn't work, prick. Like, I was proud of him. It was a lovely little joke.
He did very well.
He did very well.
It's very cool.
So there you go.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want to hear something interesting?
Always.
Okay. As the listeners know, we have got a library that has not many books in.
Friends and family still keep bringing more books. My dad brought a massive selection of golf books.
Yeah. Also, there's a couple of books in there. One's called The Crunch, which is about getting a flat stomach.
Right.
It's very 80s.
Okay.
It's kind of, it's basically just people doing sit-ups.
Yeah.
But it's a book about it.
Well, my dad bought a big box of golf books off his mate. They don't fit on any of the shelves because they're massive. They're like A3, these huge books.
Yeah. Don't fit on the shelves?
No. They fit on one of the shelves. Anyway, it's weird because my dad brings books around, and your mom's done it in the past as well. They bring them around like the internet isn't a thing. He brought the books around. He went, it's golf books, in case the boys want to play golf one day. That'll be good. And I'm like, lessons or YouTube, like what the fuck? Yeah. And then another one, he was like, book there, avocado recipes for avocado.
He told me about that book 4 times.
Crazy.
So one of the books that I found in the box box of shit books from Shields. Is 365 reasons to look on the bright side because every cloud has a silver lining.
So what's weird is that's one of them books that's trying to make you be happier and be more positive.
Yeah.
And I saw that was on the kitchen bench this morning and I read that title and I just got annoyed by the title. So that didn't work.
No, I know. Well, that's your kind of thing though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But what it is, I've read a couple of them. So every day there's a different thing.
Right.
It's basically just facts, actually, but they're quite funny facts. So I thought I might tell you today.
So this is a book where you decide, it's designed that you only read a page a day.
Yeah. No,
My kind of book.
It's a paragraph every day.
My kind of book.
Okay.
My kind of book.
Yeah. We're recording this on the 25th of January, so I'm going to read the 25th of January one, if that's okay. Today, in 1905, a South African miner found the 3,106 carat cullion, the world's largest diamond, right? The Transvaal colony decided to give it to Edward, what's VII?
Fucking hell, the 7th.
Right. I should have proofread this with you first, shouldn't I? What? What's the matter?
I can't.
What?
What do you mean? To give to Edward. What's VII?
Sorry, I don't know the bloomin' numerals.
But just the way you said, like, I'm honestly surprised that you didn't go. They decided to give it to Edward V.
Fuck off.
Jesus.
Right,
Christ.
No, so they've decided, this colony's decided to give it to Edward the 7th, right? 7th? But
have you seen all the Rocky films? Because they go numerals.
Yeah, oh, right, okay. I don't know numerals. But how to get it safely back to Britain, right?
Right, so sorry, okay. So they gave it to everyone, V-I-I.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Aunt?
V-I-N-G-O. V-I-N-G-O. And Edward was his name, oh.
Armed soldiers carried a package aboard a steamer, locked it in the captain's safe and set up a 24-hour guard, asking for trouble, you might think. Luckily, the real diamond had simply been popped in the post. It arrived at Buckingham Palace a month later, showing how reliable posties can be.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow, I don't even... If I put a tenner in a birthday card, I'll not post it. That's amazing.
Isn't that interesting? So yeah, you'll be having another one next week?
Right, okay. Well, I tell you what, this podcast goes on Friday the 28th, so right. Why don't we give them one for the day that they listen to the podcast?
Okay, okay.
Okay.
28th of January, hanging around a baby headed. Ooh.
Ooh, cheerful.
Bad news for Henry V.
Fuck off! Fuck off!
Henry the Eighth. Henry the Eighth, which is one more I than seven. V-I-I-I. Why don't they just write the Eighth?
Because it's just not...
Henry the... What? We're not living in that time. We don't use numerals anymore. Okay. Why don't they just write... Fucking... We know who Henry the Eighth is.
Yeah.
Write bad news for Henry the Eighth today.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
Hey, this book's working. Bright side. Cheerful. This is good. Just fucking raging.
Got us annoyed. Oh, hang on. Bad news for Henry the Eighth today. In 1547, he died.
Right, okay.
He died today in 1547.
Okay, good.
Rip.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
However, this was an excellent turn of events for the Duke of Norfolk. Right. He was at that very moment banged up in the Tower of London and scheduled to be executed in the morning.
Wow.
On hearing of the king's death, the lieutenant deferred obeying the warrant, and the stand-in powers thought it best not to kick off a new reign by executing one of the realm's greatest noblemen.
Right.
Norfolk was later released and pardoned.
Wow.
So because the king died, he got off dying. Doesn't make much sense. Nice news, isn't it?
Well, it is
nice... What the fuck is this book?
I think it's quite a good book. It's a nice... I suppose look on the bright... I mean...
Look on the bright side. If the king dies, you're not going to get beheaded.
Well, yeah, it's good little turn of events for him.
Yeah.
Imagine sitting waiting to be beheaded by... I mean, I think we can all agree he was a fucking arsehole, Henry
VIII. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I look forward to the email of someone taking offence at that. And I wouldn't be fucking surprised in this day and age.
It's an episode 152. You said Henry VIII was an arse. I'm a great, 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 great.
Just shut up, man. I think it's widely, you know, I mean, he killed fucking most of his wives. He was, you know, he changed the whole religion of the country so he could get fucking divorced.
Because
he was a top shagger.
Yeah.
Imagine. That's amazing. Imagine waiting around to be beheaded and then the guy who's sorted it out has died and they're like, ah, you can just go on.
So yeah. We
all thought he was a cunt
off,
as well, by the way.
Why they let him off?
Because they didn't want to start a new reign by beheading the Duke of Norfolk. Bloody lovely place.
Oh,
Norfolk.
And do you think it was because the king wanted him beheaded and now that he's died they're just like, oh, well, yeah.
I mean, he probably wanted everything beheaded. Christ, imagine he was alive now. There'd be no Amazon drivers left. He'd have them all chopped off. They'd be like, this isn't this address. You woke the baby up. That I'll be dead.
Yeah.
Every delivery, DHL, Amazon, you wouldn't be long for this earth. None of yous.
No.
I get annoyed at you and I can't behead anyone. Jesus.
So, are you looking forward to the one next week?
We're not doing this again, but yeah.
Oh,
do you want to do it again?
Well, maybe not now.
Well, we'll see. Learn your fucking Roman numerals and then we'll
Absolutely
think about it.
Probably not.
Come on.
Well, I know 8 and 7 now, so there you go.
Okay, what's IV?
5? No, I don't, Chris. I don't
What's
know.
IIV? I don't even know if IIV is a 1, but IV is 4, because it's 1. If the I's the other side of the V, you take it away from the 5.
Right.
So it's the 4. And if it's on the other side, so it's VI, that's...
Do you know what's funny? This is what I've...
Oh, God!
Do you know anything to do with numbers or math? I did not... I zoned out then. Right. I absolutely zoned out, and I used to do that at school, and this is why I don't know. But there's a clock downstairs with them on, and I'll look at that.
What's X?
10.
Well done!
Right.
What's XII?
12?
Yay!
Ah, right, okay, yeah.
Very
yeah.
good,
right.
Well done.
Ask us X again.
What? What? You can get it right because you just said it.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
What's IX?
9.
Yay!
Oh, fuck.
Well done.
Right, okay.
Well done. See, it's easy.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. The moments of golden.
What, as if you were Roman?
Just school.
Great. School. Well done.
Jesus.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh, wow, hello. Wow, wow.
Oh, can it stay long?
Hello, good.
So I'm just here dead quickly. Apparently, Rosie's mom was a little bit upset that I call her a cunt.
Right, okay, yeah.
So, she's not right, one of them.
Okay, okay, okay.
She's a very lovely lady, right. Bit too skinny.
Right. Okay.
So, I just wanted to apologise and say, okay. Sorry, Sandra, you're just a little bit of a cunt. Not a fully blown one.
Okay,
just
well,
a little bit, and I'm yeah. happy. All right, well, happy to be back.
Right, okay, well, try living with her. She lives with us 3 days a week. Yeah. She's lovely. Helpful to the point of where it's too much.
Right.
Stuff gets thrown out that I don't realise. She just gets rid of stuff. That had a mark on it. I threw it out. Yeah. Well, I wasn't bothered about mark. Well, I threw it out anyway.
I did hear about the bathwater incident.
Yes.
Did you know about that?
I know it's a bathwater incident.
So apparently Rosie was telling us that our mum was a little bit... upset and complaining because our mum bathed the baby, Rafe.
Right, okay.
So our mum was bathing the baby and apparently Rafe was drinking the bath water.
Right, yes.
And apparently Sandra was very upset because he's thirsty and do you not give him a drink? She said, Rosie, she went, do you not give that bairn any water? He's drinking the bath water.
Yeah.
He's drinking the poor bath water. You've got cups, you've got a bloody water. You've got a nice hoose and he's drinking the bloody bath. You need to give him a drink. And Rosie was a bit perplexed because he does drink, but obviously fancied the bath water.
But not only that, the day that Sandra had Rafe in the bath, and came downstairs and made a big thing about the bairn. The poor bairn was so thirsty, he was drinking the bath. She'd had him all day.
She had, actually, yes. Yeah,
she'd
so
been
actually.
Watching him all day, so he's, yeah, he's, so he's lack of water.
Stupid,
yeah, his lack of water intake was fully on Sandra's head.
Yeah, it's funny, actually, though, because I remember Rosie told me as well, when Rosie was little, she would go in the bath, and our brother would actually piss on her. In the bath. And it's just weird because they were Sandra's kids.
Right, yeah.
And it's funny that she should judge other people's kids when her kids were pissing on each other.
Apparently, the first time he pissed on her that day at school, she'd learned all her Roman numerals and she was so scarred she forgot them all.
Oh, must have been. Anyway, so I just wanted to clear that up, all right?
Yes.
You all right, son?
Yes,
well, yes, yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. Aye,
go on, go on, fuck off now.
I'll catch you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Can we just for a moment talk about how scared you are of your mum that you would only slag her off in a character? You're pathetic.
Just ridiculous.
Genuinely pathetic. Yeah, so for anyone who didn't sort of catch that, one day Sandra bathed Rafe and came downstairs and made a bit... He was drinking the bath water. Oh, so thirsty. She'd had him all day. It was her responsibility all that day. We'd been working. Yeah, nutter. Fucking nutter. I live with two of them. It's crazy. Rosie is a little Sandra and I live with them, but it's horrible.
You've got to love her though, didn't
you? Absolutely horrible. Listen, my beef with you, right?
Oh, shit,
I. I've talked about a version of this in my stand-up in my stand-up show Approval Needed on Amazon Prime, which has also been on Comedy Central, I think, recently. Listen, you have started again hollering of me in the house. Just hollering wherever I am, just screaming my name, no matter what I'm doing. I could be putting the baby to bed, I could be on a phone call, anything be happening. You will just scream my name to get my attention.
Yeah.
And I don't know how busy you are, I don't know what's happening in your life, I don't know what's going on, but the time that you give me to reply is almost 0 seconds. So it used to be, Chris! Chris! Now it's Chris!
Right, I'm sorry. This is going to be awful to listen to. I'm so sorry.
It's horrific.
Barking down the bloody podcast.
It's so painful. I'm thinking I'm in one of the rooms. I'm like round a corner. I'm behind a cupboard door. I'll walk into the corridor so we're not screaming at each other like lunatics. And by the time I walk the corridor, I get 5 or 6 more Chris.
Am I in some sort of danger?
Well, that's the thing. It always sounds like you are, and it's always something fucking nothing. It's always a nothing. It's a non-entity thing.
Well, I know that when I do that, your brain will go, what's happened?
Yeah, and you use it against us. You do. You might as well shout fire. You might as well shout fire. Well, and maybe, I come running, you'll have joke and can get us a yogurt.
Maybe I will start shouting fire.
Chris, 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 Like, oh God, it's awful.
I ate
Stop
all
it.
Them chocolate yogurts in 2 days. Isn't that bad?
Good way to change the subject. It's great.
Yeah. My beef with you.
Actually, are we talking about these chocolate yogurts, these chocolate mousse things that you get from the supermarket? Mm-hmm. I actually saw you the other day. You opened the fridge, one fell out onto the floor, and you went, okay, then, well, I'll eat it then. Because it fell out of the fridge. That was an interesting little moment. Opened the fridge, it fell out. I don't know what you were going in for. You were going in for something else. And the chocolate yogurt fell out and you're like, go on then. I was like, fucking put it back, you nutter. What the hell's about with you?
It's calling us. It's landing at my feet like, eat me. Oh, it is lovely though.
Wait, what's your beef?
So my beef with you is, at the minute, it's hard. It's really hard to describe. And I wish that they could see it. But so you've got this spot of your nose, which explains a lot, yeah, right?
Very brave boy.
Because
very brave
you keep boy. Fucking sneezing all the time. But when you sneeze, you look at the sun, you do a horrible
or
little
light.
A horrible little weird right. little fucking never-ending story dog face, yes. right? You look Uncle. Like him looking at the sky like this, and you're waiting to sneeze, and then I go to talk to you and you put your hand up in my face as in like, I'm gonna sneeze. It's happening about 12 times a day,
right.
and it's absolutely driving me fucking potty to the point wow. where now nobody, even Robin, I went to talk to you the other day and you went like that and he went, Mommy's gonna sneeze. And I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
Stop it, man.
Listen.
Why do you take your sneezes so seriously? It's ridiculous.
I like to sneeze. When I miss, if I miss a sneeze, my day is ruined.
You sneeze more than anyone I know. You might be allergic to something, you know.
Well, I wish I could find what it is.
Oh no, it's because you keep picking your nose hairs.
Listen,
to sneeze.
Yeah, I can. So, yeah, right. So, first of all, if I'm allergic to something, find out what it is and let me literally hold it in a bag or a jar in front of my face all day and let me just sneeze all day, because sneezing is the greatest gift that God has bestowed.
It's like orgasms, you know.
It's incredible.
Maybe you need to wank more.
Right, impossible.
I'd offer sex, but I'm so busy.
Listen, impossible for me to wank more, right? I can't squeeze any more in. I'm wall to wall. I've got my diarrhea's chocolate block. Right, there is no way I can squeeze any more wanks into my life. Right, no chance. You blink, I wank. Now, fall off, man. Now listen.
You blink, I wank.
I've talked about it in my stand-up, and I don't know if I've talked about it in the podcast before. But one day, I remember one beautiful weekend of my life. I found a nose hair. And I found a nose hair and I just gave it a little tug and I sneezed instantly.
How old were you even?
Oh, we had Robin. But one week in my life,
okay.
I found a nose
so,
hair
right,
and I
okay.
tugged it and I sneezed instantly. It was like in the magic spot. And I had one of the best weekends of my life. Just sitting watching the telly, just tug, wah, tug, wah, tug, wah. It was amazing. On the Sunday night, I tugged and it came out and I nearly cried. Because that was the end of it.
Okay.
And
I've never found, so it was a little magic hair.
Yeah, I've never found a perfectly placed nose hair like that since. But yeah. So my sneezes evade me. If sneeze leaves, I'm so sad when a sneeze goes. I'm so sad. It's like my kids have moved out, mm-hmm. right? So I have to. You know, there'll be people out there. If I hear people sneeze do five in a row, I'm genuinely jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely jealous. I remember when I worked in all sports, and someone did 11 sneezes in a row while I was talking. And they were trying shoes on and they went 2 seconds and they moved away from us. She did 11 sneezes in a row.
That's
I was like,
awful.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. That's fucking amazing. 11. I was like, I've never done more than two.
I don't like sneezing that much, mate.
Right. Can I have your... Is there some way I can have your sneezes? I love sneezing so much. It's the
they
best.
Get on my nerves. Have you ever... God, have you ever had something in your mouth and sneezed? Just...
Oh God, yeah. Yeah.
She's like, oh shit, I'm going to sneeze. I can't swallow.
I sneezed once while driving back from Hull when I was first started stand-up. I was driving on the M62 back from Hull and I sneezed with a Snickers in my mouth and a peanut came out my nose and hit the windscreen in Ford Focus.
No.
Yeah. There was like bits of caramel and nougat on the fucking steering wheel and that. Yeah. We're not doing that again. I pressed play and it was saying nougat. You know
it's
it was
nougat.
It's not nougat. That's a ridiculous thing to say. But listen, Robin started doing it as well. Robin started kicking off with us when I try and sneeze.
Yeah, because he says you sneeze too loud.
We sat in the car the other day and he said, Daddy, he went, you're the worst at sneezing. And I said, what? And he went, you're the worst at sneezing. He went, you go, wahoo! He goes, you sound like Mario on Mario Odyssey when you do a long jump. He goes, wahoo.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically did like a stand-up bit, slacking me sneezing up.
Well, we had my dad's life when we were younger because my dad used to do, and I still remember what we called it now, piss chow.
Piss chow.
Piss chow.
Pisschow.
So he would sneeze and go, Pisschow. I'd be like, oh, here he is with these fucking pisschows. Not realizing piss is actually not a very nice word, but pisschow. And then we'd do karate moves every time he sneezed. So we'd be like, pisschow.
Wow.
With each other like, pisschow.
Oh, your childhood was
Oh, it was
sad.
Great. So fun.
Very sad.
So fun.
Very sad.
Full of actual piss in the bath and sneezing and the like.
Great. Well, that's nice. You've made everyone sad. Life before computers. Dad sneezes, you'd make a dance about it. Wow. Good times. Good times.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for questions from the public. Public. Guys, as always, stop singing Don't Talk About Bruno. I don't know what it's off and it's doing me head in. Listen, guys, as always, thank you so... Shut up.
I'm obsessed.
Right, well, stop. I know you keep hearing you're doing it around the house and again and you just shout. Oh my God, stop it.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, guys, as always, thank you so much for sending in all of your wonderful, wonderful stories and dilemmas and questions and I mean really get questions, but you know, all the stuff is very much appreciated. Thank you so much. You might still be sitting there thinking, I've never sent anything in. Send it in. We love it. shagmarinaud@gmail.com. thank you in advance to all the ones we're about to dive into today as well.
Hi guys, please keep me anonymous. As a father of a three-year-old that loves to do all the fun things and never the taking him to parties to speak to other parents about random shit for an hour or two.
I agree.
This job is usually what my wife does.
Right, so that you don't like taking him to the parties. I don't like taking him to parties.
You don't do the parties.
I don't like doing the parties, no. I don't. Yeah. I don't. I don't know why. It's weird. It's like it's almost like a strange performance you have to do. You have to kind of like walk around being like, yeah, you're right.
Mm.
You got a kid as well? Yeah.
I went to a Nerf one the other day. Which was
a Nerf party.
I was hungover to shit. And then the guy was like, moms and dads get involved. And I was like, do you want to not?
Wow.
It was awful.
Who picked up all the bullets at the end?
The kids.
Right.
But so I saw one of the dads.
Right.
Had loads of bullets in his pocket.
Right.
So I was like, that's a good idea. So I went round for like 10 minutes just picking up loads of bullets and had them there and I just stood and refilled it. And
got you. Got
I only
you.
Hit Robin though. I was like, I can't hit the other kids.
So absolute novice behaviour.
Yeah, a lot of the dads didn't actually follow that rule.
Yeah, no, get everyone. Yeah, yeah, gosh, of course. Yeah. Wow. What kind of protective gear did the kids have on?
Just glasses.
Just glasses?
Yeah.
No groinal area protection?
No.
Oh, I tell you what, I'd have had them all screaming.
What, you'd have done it all in bang, the
bang,
tiddlers?
Bang, bang, bang. Tiddler shots. Bang, bang, bang.
You.
Bang, bang, bang.
This is horrible.
Welcome to the real world. Bang, bang, bang.
Like shit, get used to it.
Bang, bang, bang.
Right.
Oh.
Awful. Anyway, so he doesn't like to go. Mm-hmm. One weekend, my wife was busy and laid out the day's plan for me. I would like to add, while she was telling me the plan, I was listening, but also not listening, because rugby was on the telly.
Brilliant.
I heard party at midday and collect baking tray from her mother's at 2.
Collect the baking tray?
Yeah.
What kind of crack's that?
It's just a little job. Like, it's just collecting, her mother must have a baking tray that she needs.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, it's just like go and pick me secateurs up from your mum's house or go and pick the Burns grow bag from somewhere. Like,
I have to say no. If you told me to go and pick your secateurs up from, I'd say absolutely no. Unless you're going to cut all the heads off them lilies that my mum bought, in which case, yes.
You know what I mean? You do jobs all the time, part of your everyday little tootling about.
Okay, just seems a bit excessive to leave the house and go somewhere in a car, spending money on fuel to collect an empty baking tray. Has she made something in this baking tray?
Chris, it's an errand of the day. Mm. Errand? Mm. I don't know. Anyway.
Brilliant.
So, that's okay. The jobs. I proceeded with the morning and took my son to the birthday party at midday.
Yep.
Me being a dad, walked into the leisure centre, saw the kids and set my son free to play. We had the present already wrapped, which I placed on the table with the other gifts. My son mounted around playing and I made small talk with some parents.
Okay.
My son had fun, ran around with the other kids and even sat and had some party food, yep, in a party bag at the end left. Perfect, I thought. We left the party and I then went to the in-laws to collect the baking tray. Nobody was home. Weird, as she said to go for two. Anyway, I had a call from my wife at about 2:15 and she said, "Hi, I'm done at the hairdresser so I can come and meet you at the party now." I said, "We've been at the party. It was at 12. She said, "No, it was at 2. I said, "We went to a party at the leisure centre at 12. She then paused, double-checked her messages to confirm the party he was meant to attend was in fact at 2.
Wow.
So we went to another party.
I gave them
a gift, ate their food, and made convo with people I didn't need to.
Brilliant.
Nobody once wondered who my son was and assumed he was a friend from school, I guess.
I love it. Oh, aren't kids brilliant? He didn't go, "This isn't my..."
He just went,
"Party!"
Three-year-old, he just thought, I'm at the soft play at the leisure.
Wow. Hilarious. Meanwhile, he should have got the bacon tray at 12. Her mum is livid. She's got an extra bacon tray in her house. Doesn't know what to do. Can it move for this bacon tray that specifically needs to be taken at midday?
Yeah.
Jesus. Midday, collect the bacon tray. No later, earlier.
I think it's because she was in. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Was this some kind of gold-plated
bacon
tray?
Can we just talk about stuff like that? This brings us onto a subject which has pissed me off for years, mm-hmm, right? Some people love their Tupperware back. Like, some people... Do you know what I mean? Some people are like, "Can I have that Tupperware back that I gave you that such and such?"
Right,
in?
And you're... Right, okay, so I'm just like, on the flip side, you're like, "No, I'm keeping this now."
I don't give a shit. If somebody takes Tupperware from my house that I give them, I don't go and ask for it back. Or a plate. I wouldn't ask for a plate back. But some people are like, "There's your plate back," or... "Can I have me plate back?"
Right, okay, listen, like, so you're annoyed by someone giving you a plate back and you're annoyed by someone asking for their plate back.
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Just annoys us.
I mean, I'd be annoyed if it was a specific time.
But this is before, like, you know, even when I had an out, right? When I didn't have a fucking bacon tray to rub together, right?
A bacon tray to rub together. When I didn't have a bath for my brother to piss in.
I wouldn't have wanted it back. And another person who doesn't really ask for it back is me nana. And I think I respect that.
Right.
My nana would make soup, right? Pea soup. When I used to work. Yeah. Well, I mean, I still work. But she would make us bait. She would make bait. Like, she was lush and, like, I mean, she still is lush. But she doesn't make soup as much.
Right.
But she would make everyone soup. Bitch. And that. But she'd put it in. Nana, if you're listening, where's the pea soup gone? Vietnam soup, you lazy bitch.
I love that so much. My nana was lush. Well, she is lush, but, you know, she doesn't make soup as much anymore. So, you know, TripAdvisor, lost a star.
No, but she
not
would
as
use,
much soup as I would like.
She would use old, like, butter, big butter sort of tubs, or ice cream tubs. Yeah, she would use old ice cream tubs.
We've had soup before in a butter container.
Yeah.
Yeah, your nana gave one at our old house, and I remember opening said butter container with some hot toast and with my knife and shit in my pants when green fucking liquid came out of it. So that was fun. Do you know what I might start doing?
But she's never asked for it back, though.
Do you know, I think it would be really good to give someone, like, to go and take someone some soup round in a Tupperware and wait to get it back and be like, "You're gonna have to eat that now. I need that Tupperware. I'd like that." Yeah.
That's what this bacon tray sounds like.
Car's running. You need to eat that quick because I've got to go and pick a bacon tray up. Very important bacon tray up in 5 minutes.
But that's what it sounds like. I mean, who's only got one bacon tray?
Thank you. I'm annoyed.
I do get it.
I'm annoyed that in that day of a diary of a Saturday, there was a specific time on the hour to go and collect a baking tray. Mm-hmm.
Maybe what are you, what are you, you doing? Know what, Chris? I think I'm annoyed as well.
Thank you.
I am.
You shot me down at the beginning.
I know, because I thought, well, it's just part of it, picking up something. But you're right. A bacon tray is not going out of your way job to pick up.
You've got another bacon tray.
No, but it's if your mum comes back round and goes, there's that bacon tray back, you go, thank
you. Why won't specifically pick it up?
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
You better go get Gary, make sure you go around to my mum's and get that bacon tray, because you know what she's left with an errant bacon tray, you know what she gets up to, right? She'll be sledging on it, she'll be snorting coke off it.
Yeah. She'll not put any greaseproof paper down on roast veg and
it'll
be knackered.
She'll be outside banging it for the NHS at 8 o'clock, you've never stopped that.
And then that'll be knackered, aye. People still doing that? Nobody's doing that Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Hope you're both well. Thank you very much. We are, actually, today. We're in a nice mood.
I'm all right.
Do we love each other today?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Deep-rooted love.
Comfort love.
Not on the surface love.
Just too much admin to stop it. Love.
No, don't.
I'm joking.
Don't, because we watched Just Like That last night, and it was the episode, is this going to do spoilers?
Don't give it away. Oh. But I was gutted. I was good.
People who've been married for a long time, they were talking about how they just sit on the sofa, don't hold hands, and it's just comfortable. And I get an element of that, but at the same time, I don't ever want to live that.
But then what was really depressing is we were watching that going, oh, and that's sad. And we were on separate sofas.
We were, yeah. Because that's how you live. No, but we still hold hands. If you held my hand in the street, I wouldn't be like, we don't hold hands. I'd be like, oh,
right, okay.
Who's got the bin? Hey, we're going to London today. Like, do you want to hold hands?
No.
Stop it. Would you pack it in? Do you know what it is? You're full of shit, you. Comes on here and you act all macho and you come off here and you'll be all hours. Like all a bloody... hours. Like a slags draz. What's the saying?
I don't know. We don't know sayings. But no, I'll hold your hand in London if you want to hold me hand. Mm-hmm. Come on then. I want to hold your hand.
In London. Right. Huge fan of the podcast, been listening since day one, and always tell my friends and family, blah, 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 blah. We also came to the live show at Wembley, blah, blah, blah.
Lovely.
Blah, 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 blah. I am writing this on the 24th of January, and I've just listened to the episode 151, so the one just gone, about the neighbour who still has their Christmas tree up, right? Yes. We have a similar situation where our neighbours across the street, you're going to hate this, our neighbours across the street haven't tidied up after their New Year's Eve party.
Go and fuck off. What do you mean?
So,
do you mean?
So, through their window, you can see a Happy New Year sign attached to the wall. And right next to the window, there's a table with loads of half-drunk bottles of wine / Prosecco / mixer. Chris, it gets worse. There's even an open jar of olives and cut-up lemons on the table.
Right, one, you're a nosy cunt. How can you see all that? And when I got me... bigger pair of binoculars out. The sell-by date on the lemon jar was actually last year, so I can't believe that you're nosy as fuck, but so, that is madness.
But my thing was, right, olives, quite middle class.
Mm.
Cut-up lemons in drinks, quite middle class. When I was, there was no cut-up lemons at parties when I was growing up, I'm sorry. I'm not being funny. No. Our millennium bloody party, there was near cut up lemons. What
millennium party, not millennial party. Sorry, yeah. We weren't celebrating the younger generation. Is that your beef with this?
All I'm saying is...
Hey, look at this, you didn't know. We had whole lemons at my parties. We ate them like apples.
All I'm saying is... It sounds a bit of a middle class party.
Yeah, olives and lemons. I mean, they have left it all around.
But you would
dead.
Think that they might... Well, I don't know. But to see how long is acceptable to not tidy up after a party?
That's so bad.
Not 24 days.
So do they have some kind of house party space? Is that some kind of party room with maybe a jukebox in it? And
is this a massive house?
Yeah. And has it got like, is that some kind of party room that they just haven't been back in
The West Wing that they have the parties in?
Yeah.
Well, then they wouldn't have a neighbour that they would be able to see. But it says
they would. Big houses are next to each other, depending where you were.
I suppose, yeah. It says, every morning my partner and I say, day 23, day 24, etc. in the voice from Big Brother. We know someone must be there, as although we haven't seen any lights on or movement, we do occasionally see a clothes horse with clothes drying appear and disappear from the window.
Wow.
So we've got clean clothes. We've got a manky house.
I can't believe they're still there. I can't.
I could forgive a few days and I'd go, you haven't got round to that yet.
This might be. I've just had a thought here. This might be a standoff. This might be we can't have another drink. Or, it's a bit late. We need to stop the party. No, listen, come on, we'll have another drink. But we've got to tidy up in the morning. Look, I'll tidy up. Okay. And then the next month, you said you tidy up. Well, you said you. And it might just be a fucking standoff.
24 days of that.
It might be a massive standoff. Right. We could do that kind of thing. When you put a bacon tray, one of our many, many, many bacon trays into the when you do roast veg, worst day of my life, whenever you when you do roast veg, because there's all bits of tomato and red onion stuck. You see your cleaner, and what your idea of cleaning it is moving everything out of the sink and putting a bit of water on the bacon tray and then leaving it until I
to soak.
Get annoyed and have to clean it myself. Yeah. So it might be this kind of thing, although on a full house scale.
We're also on another kind of standoff, aren't we?
Are we?
So well, just of an evening, I've noticed that when Rafe cries, we look at each other for at least 30 seconds.
That's awful.
And go,
sick of it.
Who's going upstairs? Yeah.
Even though I've put him and Robin to bed mostly. I'm doing
both. I make the tea and
you
do all the other stuff.
Dirty bacon trays is what you do.
So don't eat. You're right, I'll put them to bed. You can make the tea. We'll swap roles. Okay.
Are you looking forward to your cereal tonight?
Are you looking forward to your bacon sandwich? That's all you can do.
Clean the pan straight after, though.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I wanted to tell you a little tale about my sister. Please keep me anonymous, as she would be mortified if anyone found out about this. I've wanted to write in to you for ages, and last week she didn't actually say no. Wow. So I'm getting in quick before she can change her mind.
Ooh.
She is the member of our family that everything just happens to. Do you know that? There's always somebody in your life.
They've always just got some
drama. That you just
going
go,
on.
What is your life?
Yeah. How? Yeah, yeah.
I think I might be that person.
Uh-huh.
Oh shit, am I that person?
You might be.
I think I am, you know.
Yeah?
Because most responses from people when I tell them stuff is, am I that person?
Fucking hell, she's having an existential crisis. This is painful.
I might be, I don't know.
Do you mean someone like, you know,
like funny stuff?
Right. Or like disastrous stuff, like they'll crash their car and then the bus will break down and then the da-da-da-da-da.
Well, let's listen and then you can work out whether I'm that person or not.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Right.
Hours of entertainment for the rest of us, it seems.
Okay.
For example, someone once threw a bucket of water onto her out of an upstairs window as she was walking along the road.
What, in Victorian
I don't
London?
Know what I mean.
Who's throwing buckets of water out of windows
I don't
in this
know,
day and age?
But, it landed on her at the time when they were doing it.
God.
So...
She was on her way to a suffrage meeting. The local Women's Institute. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Then there was the time she was on an escalator in a shopping centre and she yawned. As she was holding bags, she couldn't cover her mouth. And somebody travelling on the escalator going in the opposite direction stuck a finger in her mouth. This comes up on many family occasions, obviously.
So they were on the escalator on the way down and she was on the way up, they were on the other side.
Yeah.
And she yawned and they just went boink.
Yeah.
Oh, that is bold. That is bold.
The following story, however, is not known by the whole family.
Okay.
My sister was on a training course for work with people she didn't know and happened to have her period that day.
Oh, gosh.
Got it. By lunchtime, she was really relieved to get to go to the toilet so that she could change her pad. Mm. Unfortunately, she managed to pick a cubicle with no disposal bins for pads, etc.
Got you. Yeah.
So she put the used one on the floor while she sorted herself out,
God,
intending to pick it up and dispose of it properly. However, just at that moment, someone turned on the hand dryer next to her cubicle. Unfortunately, it was pretty strong and it blew the used sanitary towel across the floor and into the next occupied cubicle.
Oh my God!
My sister had to wait in a mild state of panic for all the other people to leave the toilet before she could go and retrieve it.
Can you imagine sitting having a shit and a fucking used tampon, a used sanitary pad just...
Just wind the blow.
Present!
Happy birthday.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, don't get me wrong. As women, I would like to think I could be sat there and go, is this yours?
I would literally have to go, the wind blew that under. I'm so sorry. Yes. Can you kick it back? Then again, kick it back. I keep them all. Can you kick it back? I keep them all. It's very important for my collection.
Or could you be like, you got a bin in there?
Didn't have one, but sticking in yours, will
you? Are you in yours, please?
Wow.
She then had to go back into the training course room knowing that someone had seen her use sanitary towel and that they had no doubt told several other people in the room.
That's amazing. Mm. Oh, bless her. That is so funny.
I know.
That's like something off a sitcom. That is gorgeous. I love that. Uh-huh. Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie. Currently listening to episode 149 and you mentioned how great it would be to leave reviews after hooking up.
Yes.
Yes, we still don't know about this, but say, yeah. While Grindr may not have it, there are some other sites that do.
Oh.
Fabguys.com is such a site, and its sister
Fab
site.
Fab Guys.
Fab Guys.
Wow.
So I think it's for gay men, homosexual men.
Yeah, but right? It's just, I love that. Fab Guys.
Fab Guys.
We're just a bunch of Fab Guys.
Just all such fab guys.
Just Fab Guys.
It's lovely. Yeah. And its sister site, Fab Swingers.
Wow.
It does as well. Yeah. So these, you can leave reviews.
Right.
So it does exist.
So that's very much like, you know, your other ones, I mean, not so much Grindr from what I've heard, but your other ones do sort of allude to you'll find the love of your life. But these are like, yeah, this, but you know, you're going to pass each other around here. Just raise your review. You're not going to, you know what I mean? No one's settling down. Just yeah. There's the history.
Says what it does.
Does what it says on
does,
the tin.
Fuck me.
Christ alive.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah,
does right. what it says on the
again,
tin.
Again, rappers, ties in circles and arguments, and you kind of string a fucking sentence again, and you don't know your Roman numerals. It's honestly.
I only know important stuff, that's what it is.
Aesthetic. Right.
So as the names might give away, one is for gay and bi guys and the other straight or bi singles and couples.
Got you.
I've been on Fab Guys for just over 2 years and still haven't gotten around the idea of the reviewing completely.
Crazy that, like.
Each review is called a verification and its intended use is to let others know a particular profile isn't fake.
Oh, that's quite cool.
So I suppose it's a bit really of a review. Safety it's thing. A,
yeah, it's like, yeah. Definitely right. Correct hair colour. You know, this was a recent photo.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Isn't 13 inches long, like stated in profile. It's intended to let others know a particular profile isn't fake by either a meeting in person or via webcam. In brackets,
oh, right.
This
like,
one
I've
became more popular
person.
During COVID.
Right,
yes.
I got you. I've seen this yes. person. I've seen yes. that this is real, yeah.
Some take this idea and run with it when verifying profiles. Like this young bloke who likes older men. Nothing wrong with that, I thought, until I saw some of what they wrote, right?
Right.
So this is a young... So the guy who's wrote in,
right.
I think, has become a little bit obsessed about watching this guy's profile because he's just interested
right.
in it because
so
it's like...
So, right, okay, so the person who's wrote in is talking about a profile of a guy who always goes out with older blokes
and he keeps reviewing
these older blokes.
Right,
and we're
okay.
going to hear some of these
yeah,
reviews
yeah, yeah.
now.
So
right, that's fantastic.
One of the reviews was, sweet lad, great holes, will be back soon.
Fucking hell. Great holes. Fucking reviewing a golf course.
Great holes.
Great holes, yeah. Par 5, dog leg was a bit tricky, but, you know, a bogey did.
I mean, I don't know. There might be some gay men listening to this right now who... Is that the terminology?
Sorry,
great holes?
Holes?
Well, like your mouth.
Oh,
your
I bone. Forgot my mouth. I forgot yeah. my mouth. I forgot my mouth.
Ears.
I forgot my mouth. Yeah, ears. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you want to get them cleaned.
Uh-huh. So, that's one of them. Next one. Came around to mine for tea in a chat. Shagged a few times before sending on his way. Hope to meet soon.
How blasé. Tea in a chat, shag a few times. See you after. Yeah.
See you after.
Wow.
Next time, bring cake.
Yeah.
While I was more expecting something along the lines of he's a great guy and genuine,
yeah.
every verification just spelled out what each of them did together. Some filthier than the others.
Oh my gosh.
As I was invested in this bloke's sex life at this point, I kept on reading what the others had wrote about him.
Right.
So sorry, that's what people have wrote about this lad.
Oh, right. That's what,
sorry, that's what the
that's
older
exciting.
Blokes have wrote about this younger
oh,
lad.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I thought nice lad. I thought
yeah,
that was
nice
weird.
Lad, great yeah, holes. Yeah, yeah. That's the most horrific thing I've ever
great
heard in my life.
One of, great holes is one of the most filthy but also blasé things
if somebody
I've ever
said,
heard.
If somebody was talking about me in a pub, right, back in my days when I used to have sex and that, if somebody said, oh, I can't. You know, nice tits, great holes.
Yeah.
I would be mortified.
Yeah, I'd be confused.
Great holes.
Yeah. Standard at best. Standard. You know, okay.
Sag, little
yeah.
bit sag.
Just, yeah, yeah. You know, don't go in after a curry.
Eats a lot of chocolate mousse.
One of the holes wouldn't fucking shut up.
Imagine though, on if straight it would be like,
great hole, that's fucking
can
hilarious.
Tell there's been a baby come out of there.
Oh, hey.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so this guy is invested in reading about this lad, right? I should add there is a counter on profiles that can show how many verifications you have and from how many men, right?
Oh, wow.
He had 55 verifications.
Fuck off.
From 40 men he had met on the site.
Jesus.
adventurous for a 21-year-old, I thought. Then something I had noticed before came to my attention. He had only been on the site for 2 months.
Nearly every night. Oh my God.
Someone's been fucking busy.
Wow. Can I just say as well, that's just the people who've bothered to do a verification.
Yeah.
Unless Azzy's leaving, like, podcast, like, rate and subscribe. Yeah. Azzy's leaving, he's like, make sure he leaves a verification.
Maybe he is. Who knows? That's anyway. Great. So this guy is like, what?
Yeah.
I need to find out about this.
Yeah.
So I looked at the days each one was left. Some days he met two blokes in the same day. That's fair enough. Other days, 3 or 4. Then I saw one date that had quite a few of them and I thought, what sex rage weekend was this, right? I asked Siri what day it fell on and it was indeed a Wednesday. And I immediately remembered the foursome on a Wednesday you guys spoke about.
Get it. Hey, hump day, middle of the week. People need something to get themselves to the weekend.
He clearly doesn't have a job.
This fucking lad needs a hobby. He's got too much time on his hands. Wow.
So there you go.
Wow.
Imagine though, like, yeah, genuinely, like, great holes. Honestly, lovely lad. Really
I
hope
you
see
him. I cannot get over great holes. I can't.
The worst thing I've ever heard. Babadoo, 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 ba. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for listening. And obviously, please continue to get in touch. ShagMarriedAnnoyed@gmail.com. Send us all your kinds of stories and things. And guys, I'm back on tour next month.
Yes.
I go back on tour on, I think it's the 3rd of February, starting off in London, going all over the UK with my stand-up tour, called it the 2020 tour, obviously, dickhead. But I will be on tour February, March and April, so get on my website and I'll see you all there.
If there is a chance to change the name, maybe even just online, I'm just going to put this out there.
Yeah.
Great Halls.
Great Halls, I'm going to call it the Great Halls Tour. Yeah. The Great Halls Tour. Yeah, there we go. Sorted.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.